Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
But Valediction has stolen a march at the 200-metre mark. Bring on the Grand Daniel. This is the 3YB, Scotty Stewart Briley, and the Gay Waterhouse. She's done everything else in racing. She's going to win a Briley now. McLean eases up Valediction, and he beat King Triton by three.
What a win that was last year. Valediction for Gay Waterhouse, taking home one of the features, the Briley. A great call there by Rick McIntosh, as he does each and every year down here at the Bull. And it is great once again to have Gay Waterhouse down here at Warrnambool. Gay, welcome to the Bull again.
It's a fantastic night coming to Wellington, to Warm Coat, but it's a sensational day here. I'm sitting in the cafe having my coffee and breakfast at Bank Street here, and anyone should be down here. Everyone should be down here.
Well, Gay, you've made it a regular since 2013. What was it that first brought you to the Bull, and why do you keep coming back each year?
It's what I call, and I say to people, it's grassroots racing. You see people, everyday person here. You can have people with lots of money, you can have people with little money. They all come out to the races, they have a great time, all's equal there. And the thing, it's just exciting. The race, see, the jumping races go for a lot longer than the sprints. And in Australia, most of our races are sprints. So it's lovely to go and see a race going over 5,000 kilometres, you know, and they go round and around, and they go up a hill, and they come down, and they shoot off to the side. That's wonderful.
And for you as a trainer, do you get almost more satisfaction, or how much difficult is it more difficult to try and train one of these extreme stayers and jumpers over the marathon distances?
Well, I don't think it is. I don't know. I think it's a great... I don't find it difficult. I love training stayers, and I suppose I've been quite successful with it in my training career. But it gives a horse, like an older horse, like Bonfire, Cafe Society, Valediction, it gives them another life. There's your daughter and wife. I'm with my mate here, Zeb Armstrong, and his wife and daughter. We've just had breakfast. Yeah, it's a lovely place. We stay at Port Fairy, just out of Warrnambool, and I can't tell you how the place is just... cafes, restaurants, art galleries. You know, it's really a treat to come to this three-day carnival. I would imagine like going down to the Barossa Valley when you go down to the races in Adelaide.
And you plan for this each and every year. It's something now which is a staple on your diary, isn't it?
Very much so, very much so. And I enjoy it hugely. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. Someone said, you've got a lot of... We came down on the train yesterday, which was great fun because everyone in our train... Everyone to a man and a woman was coming to the Bull. And they all said, good day, and how are you going, and what do you like? You know, it's just lovely. Someone said, oh, you got a lot of bags. When you see a lot of bags, it's just getting a bit cold.
I saw you met some wildlife yesterday as well.
We did. We certainly did see some wildlife. We saw kangaroo, emus. I got into trouble for feeding them biscuits from a local. We had a great time. What else did we see? There's something else there. What else did we see? Anyway, we're talking about the other animals in my life, and they're the horses.
And there'll be a few others out at Warrnambool over the next 3 days as well. You were successful down here last year, Valediction. I know that was a special win for you in your career, but as you mentioned, you've got Bonfire going around in the first today, an intriguing galloper. I don't know how many jumpers we've had down at Warrnambool who finished sixth in an Epsom Derby, which is what Bonfire did back in 2012. What are you expecting today?
I think he'll win this race, and the reason I say it, he is Mark's favourite, and he's certainly got a touch of brilliance. Steve Pakeman, who is a superb jockey, a superb jumps jockey, said to me, he said, he's probably one of the loveliest jumpers I've ever ridden. He's very light on his feet. He's very, very similar to Desperado, how Desperado looked as a stayer who won the Caulfield Cup. So he's a lean sort of horse, very light on his feet, takes a forward position. He'll certainly be giving it a great shake.
He's been heavily backed, and he won a recent trial at Cranbourne as well. So you've had a number of jumpers over the years. Is he one of the most promising that you've had?
He certainly is. I love this horse. I love probably because he's been a naughty boy and he's taken a lot of my sort of thinking, my grey matter, to work him out. But I have worked him out, and he's got a very nice sight. And he loves jumping. He loves the sort of challenge of it. And I think he just loves to get away with things, you know what I mean? So he'll be out there bowling along.
So he'll be a dashing jumper, will he?
Well, I hope he will. Well, certainly no today. He's also down for the race that, you know, the novice hurdle on Thursday. Mm. Fans MC it. I need a bit of prompting. It's like, you know, the actress on the stage.
So you'd be happy to back him up?
I think so. You know, if he pulls up well, he has to pull up well. Yes, I would back him up. It's interesting, quite a few horses that are in today's race one are also nominated, accepted for in the novice.
We get to see that, especially the Briley into the Grand Annual, which is a little bit like in the old days we used to have the McKinnon into the Tuesday, the Melbourne Cup, and a lot of people will look at it and go, well, how can these horses run such staggering distances and then back up 2 days later? But it seems to be a proven formula.
It's a proven formula, and the stayers love it. And if you talk to runners, people who do marathons and that, quite often they'll do a smaller marathon and then a bigger one after. Or the smaller race and then a bigger marathon after. I've also got in the fifth race, Pan Julian. She's a good each-way chance. She's being ridden by Beau Mertens, who I think is the most exciting young apprentice. He's really going super.
Yeah, he's flying at the moment. He's a chance to win the premiership down here. It's a first starter by Fastnet Rock, a filly, as you mentioned. So what's the reason why you've brought her down? Is this a race that you've targeted as well?
I did very much target it. It's 3 weeks since she trialled, and I've waited for this race because of the bonuses that go with it, the Vobis bonuses, which she's eligible for. And the danger in that race, of course, is the favourite number one, who, of course, was ridden by a very exciting young jockey, Reagan Bailey.
Yeah, absolutely. Je Suis Tycoon, trained by Henry Dwyer. Gay, there are your two runners today. Bonfire is your best, though. You suggest punters get off on the right foot in the first race.
Absolutely, and don't forget, go north of the border up to Kimberley. We've got a beautiful filly up there called Chain of Tools. She races in race four at 2:10, and she'll really run a super race. She's a really lovely filly, big baldy face. You won't miss her, and she's got little chestnut spots all over the baldy face, so you cannot miss her. Your punters will definitely see her.
Oh, we like that. She's around about $5 at the moment, so that's race four at Kimberley, number 9, Chain of Fools. And before I let you go, Gay, I want to ask you about English as well, heading to the Million Dollar Roberts Sangster on Saturday. How did she come through the all-aged?
She's come through well. She's been down at Flemington now about a week, also going there with Sedanza in the Oaks, and I think Sedanza's got a great winning chance. I love it when fillies and mares really hit their hobbles, and this filly, she's a syndicated filly by Blue Bloods. She's really come of age, and the coat's got great depth in it. So Sedans is in the Oaks. And we've also got a mare that did very well here at Flemington in the spring called Sought After. Now, she's been a bit of a freak out of season, but my gosh, she's done well in the last week being down here.
That's in the Queen of the South, Sought After. We'll look forward to those. So English, you're confident that she can bounce back on Saturday?
I hope she can. She's a very durable mare, and she looks well, and a young Ben came in yesterday. It was so funny. She's a bit of a free sweater, but I can see that Ben's a more free sweater. After doing a couple for me, boom, 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 the sweat was pouring off him. So he'll be nice and fit for Saturday.
No doubt about that. Benny Mellon will be hungry after having a couple of holidays. Gay, thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy your time down here. And just quickly, too, Fabrizio, what a great win that was in the Hawkesbury Cup on Saturday.
Yes, well, he goes to Scone, and that's another lovely... Scone certainly doesn't have the restaurants that Port Ferry has. I can tell you, there's only one there. But we head up to Scone on Friday week. It's a lovely carnival up there, and that's a two-day carnival. So, you know, a bit like the Gypsy at present, between Adrian and myself, we're all over the country.
Does Robbie get a little bit concerned when you've got a heavily backed favourite in the first and he's fielding at the Bull today as well?
No, all he wants is us to win. All he wants is to see his wife win. I've never had a more supportive person in my life, and that's probably what the reason we've been together for 37 years. He's a wonderful person, and he loves to see me win. He gets such joy, even if it's not financially good for him. He's just so pleased.
Well, Gay, let's hope you kick off the Bull with another winner today, Bonfire. Enjoy your 3 days down here at the Bull. You're a great attraction for everyone in the region, and it's great to see you back down here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gate Waterhouse, the First Lady of Racing. She's pretty confident, as she always is, but Bonfire has been heavily backed in the first, which is the maiden hurdle to be ridden by Stevie Pateman. We'll catch up with Steve Pateman in the second hour this morning as well to get his thoughts on Bonfire. And she also threw out a sneaky tip at Kembla today. Race 4, number 9, Chain of Fools, around about a $5 chance at this stage.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.